Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents A String of Beads by Thomas Perry. Read by Joyce Bean. One. Nick Bauermeister sat in the stained, threadbare armchair in the front room. Chelsea's mother had dragged the chair out to the curb because it wasn't brand new, but he had taken it home because it was much better than any other place he had to sit, and he couldn't do much better than free. He aimed the remote control at the television set and saw that Chelsea had left it on the channel where they always showed girls buying wedding dresses. For a girl who hardly ever wanted anything to do with a guy anymore, she sure was interested in stuff about weddings and honeymoons or some woman getting to pick one from a bunch of bachelors. He had to click the channel button several times to get to the basketball game. He adjusted the sound, but kept his thumb on the little mute button. Nick was mostly pretending to watch the game. What he was really watching was Chelsea. Usually he liked watching Chelsea because she was the perfect embodiment of what a girl was supposed to look like. Even now, as she walked around in the kitchen picking up plates from the table and taking them to the sink, he couldn't help thinking about how incredible she was. She seemed unaware of the way she looked. Couldn't see the way her shorts neatly hugged her thin waist, and in the back, defined her ass nearly as well as if she were naked. Her blouse had worked another button open since they'd finished dinner, and she'd begun scrubbing dishes. The femaleness of her body was a force of nature too strong for her clothes. But tonight, he wasn't watching her in a friendly way. He was just watching. Nick was pretty sure that Chelsea had been...